You said priority, I remember that. So preference and priority. We all make a list. And what is number one on the list? The idea of priority. Who is number one? Because we are living in a world today, you are number one, and you got to step on everybody else to be number one. Whatever by whatever mean. The Lord Jesus ought to be number one. That is the cost that we are talking about. Another word for the sisters. It's fascinating the word disciple also mentioned in the scripture in regard to a sister. A female disciple was Tabitha in Acts chapter 9. So I don't want you to think that this is a male thing. Discipleship is male and female. It is the whole idea of a discipline. It's the whole idea of one who have, when you go into a field, we said we go to college for a certain discipline. What is the idea is you are structuring your life, your lifestyle completely. They are known by their, what field you are in. It's the discipline that is part of that. So it's for male and female. It's for brothers and sisters. It is a matter of priority. Who is first? It's costly, as we have heard. But also, it is a matter of commitment. It is a matter of commitment to it. Priority, preference, cost, and commitment that is involved in that. Discipleship is not for sissies. It is for those who have decided to follow Jesus. Now let's move on and talk about carrying the cross. I want to hear young brothers here.
I think what you get in Luke 14 is really the abandonment of all earthly ties. And it's not a complete abandonment, it's just, as was said before, it's prioritizing your new spiritual life above your earthly life. And if you look at the corollary chapters in the Gospel of Matthew, it's in Matthew chapter 10 that go hand in hand with these verses we're reading. Just so you get the idea that you're not supposed to go around hating your mother and father. In verse 37 it says, "He who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me." So that goes hand in hand with the issue of priority that we have. And again, there's nothing wrong with family, but the problem is, which family do we value most? Is it the spiritual family or our earthly family? And that ties in with 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Because Paul addresses Timothy as my child. And he says, "Thou therefore, my child, be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus." And grammatically speaking, if you have that word therefore, you kind of know that it connects two thoughts. And there's A being connected to B. We're starting with B. The thought A, so to speak, is in verse 15 of chapter 1. "Thou knowest this, that all who are in Asia, of whom is Phygelus and Hermonas, have turned away from me." This is what we need to stand for. Thou therefore, my child, now embedded in this spiritual family, in this spiritual life, are you ready to take up your cross? Are you ready to forsake the world, not forsake those of Christ, and to follow Him Himself, the Son of God?
When we speak about taking up the cross of Christ, what it really is symbolic of is the individual identifying with Christ in His sufferings and in who He is perceived to be on the earth. And I think the Apostle Paul captured this greatly in 2 Corinthians. I'll read a few verses. 2 Corinthians 4, from verse 8, it says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And the Apostle Paul is saying here, we are identifying with the cross of Christ and who he is. This is who we are. And however you treated him, because we are of him and we are like him, then you would treat us the same. And this is something that we have to really come to grasp with. I mean, can you truly identify with what it is to be a disciple of Christ? Being rejected and scorned and disowned on the scene. You know, it is said that we are the people of the future. This is not our world. Our world is to come. And so therefore we would be rejected and scorned on the scene. But we are reminded that if we identify with Christ on the scene, then he also would confess us before his God and Father at the great white throne judgment.
If I may add just a thought as far as Luke 14 is concerned, and that's what's helpful in a Bible reading to encourage one another. It is not the thought of his cross that I bear. Jesus bearing his cross, that bearing, it belongs to the Lord himself. But the discipleship is bearing our own crosses, if you will, if I can say it, in the sense that with discipleship, it's not going to be always pleasant. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be shame. There's going to be all these features. Why is it? Because now the Lord said first preference, I come first. The affections are set on me. And we can rest assured that young ones, when we have him as first priority, affections set on him, we're going to be conformed to his image. And that's why in discipleship, Brother John brought us to Matthew 16, he said this, it is sufficient. What's the measure? It is sufficient for the disciple to be like who? To be like his teacher. So to be like him, now we have crosses. Now we have certain things that we're going to carry to be his disciples. It might be shame, it might be persecution, it might be all these activities where the Lord has suffered when he was bearing his cross. You and I will suffer the same consequences if the Lord Jesus truly is the priority in my life and your life.